When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Module 6, Post-Conviction Procedures. Introduction. Welcome to Module 6, which focuses on the critical procedures that occur after a criminal conviction. This module provides an in-depth exploration of the appeals process and the habeas corpus petition, two fundamental components of the criminal justice system that ensure fairness and the opportunity for rectifying errors in criminal proceedings. We'll delve into the grounds for appeal, procedural aspects, standards of review, the purpose and procedure of habeas corpus, and its application at both federal and state levels. Appeals. Grounds for appeal. An appeal in criminal law is a request to a higher court to review and change the decision of a lower court. The grounds for appeal can include legal error, arguing that a legal mistake was made during the trial. Insufficient evidence, claiming that the evidence presented at trial was insufficient to justify the verdict. Prosecutorial misconduct, alleging improper actions by the prosecutor. Ineffective assistance of counsel, arguing that the defense attorney's performance was so poor it affected the trial's outcome. Sentencing errors, challenges to the legality or reasonableness of the sentence imposed. Procedure and standards of review. The appeals process involves several steps. Filing a notice of appeal, this is the first step, usually filed with the trial court. Preparation of the record, the trial court record, including all documents and transcripts, is prepared for the appellate court. Brief submission, both parties submit written arguments, briefs, to the appellate court. Oral arguments, in some cases, the court allows oral arguments from both parties. Standards of review. De novo review, the appellate court reviews legal issues with a fresh perspective. Abuse of discretion, used for reviewing decisions at the trial court's discretion. Clear error, applied when reviewing factual findings. Habeas corpus. Purpose and procedure. Habeas corpus is a legal procedure that challenges the legality of a person's detention, imprisonment, or other restraint. Key aspects. Initiating a petition, a person in custody files a petition arguing their imprisonment is unlawful. Grounds for habeas corpus, typical grounds include constitutional rights violations, lack of sufficient evidence, or errors in applying the law. Federal and state considerations. Habeas corpus petitions can be filed in both state and federal courts, but the considerations differ. State habeas corpus, used for challenging a state court's decision on grounds of constitutional rights violations. Federal habeas corpus, typically employed after state remedies are exhausted, challenging federal constitutional violations. Exhaustion of state remedies. Before a federal habeas corpus petition can be considered, the petitioner must exhaust all available state court remedies. Significance of exhaustion requirement. This requirement prevents premature interference with state criminal proceedings and respects state court systems. Conclusion of Module 6. In this module, we have thoroughly explored the critical post-conviction procedures in the criminal justice system. Understanding the appeals process and habeas corpus is crucial for ensuring that the rights of those convicted are protected and that justice is appropriately administered. This comprehensive module covers the vital aspects of post-conviction procedures, emphasizing the importance of appeals and habeas corpus in ensuring fairness and justice in the criminal justice system. With detailed explanations of each process, it provides a deep understanding of these essential mechanisms for safeguarding the rights of the convicted. Next week, Module 7, Special Topics and Contemporary Issues. In the next module, we will delve into special topics and contemporary issues in criminal procedure, including juvenile justice, and the impact of technological advancements on criminal procedure.